Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is a longtime union member and supporter of organized labor, and the Biden-Harris administration has the reputation of being the most union-friendly administration in U.S. history. So Walz was on friendly turf when he spoke at the National Convention of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees in Los Angeles.
And as a dues-paying member of my teachers' union for years, let me just say thank you again for having a fellow union member here.
Walz focused on his and his running mate's commitment to raising up the working class, not a controversial issue for a union crowd.
So I know I'm preaching to the choir a little bit today, but the choir needs to sing. The choir needs to sing.
Walz blasted Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump for his attitude towards working people, in his actions as president, in his remarks at speeches, and in other realms.
You know, you can tell a lot about people in their personal lives. He spent a decade stiffing service workers in his, from dishwashers, waiters, and carpenters on his own properties to enrich himself. As president, he cut overtime benefits for millions of workers, and he opposed any effort to raise the minimum wage. That's all you need to know. You don't have to ask twice. We know who they are.
He took particular aim at the controversial Project 2025, a detailed 900-page plan for a conservative presidency that was created by a team of former Trump administration officials and other supporters. Walz describes it as a to-do list, in his words, to put the screws to working people.
And make no mistake about this. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance want to eliminate AFSCME and all public sector unions altogether. Hell, they're even going after the 40-hour work week. Someone was joking and said, what's next, child labor? Oh yeah, that's in there too, by the way. Reducing the rules around our children, putting them into dangerous jobs again.
Trump has publicly distanced himself from Project 2025, but Walz is skeptical.
Trump's playing dumb. Oh, I don't know about 2025. Some of you heard this say it, because I'm not ever closing the yearbook on this. I'm a football coach at heart. And I'll tell you one thing I know for sure is, if you're going to take the time to draw up a playbook, you're damn sure going to use it.
He also took aim at Trump's vice presidential candidate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
And I'll tell you, his running mate, I don't know if that was a value add to this campaign or not, but he's one of four senators, four, that has never cast a vote on a pro-worker bill in his life. Not once. A stop clock's right twice a day. This guy can't get it right once. Not once. For workers.
Vance has attacked Walz in recent days over his service record from Walz's 24-year military career. It's a criticism Walz has heard before when he ran for Congress. It's also a form of criticism that has offended some veterans, but Walz brushed it off.
I'm going to say it again as clearly as I can. I am damn proud of my service to this country. And I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
Of course, it's not really a campaign speech if there's not a call to action. And Walz made clear the kind of action he expects from AFSCME, telling them, we have 84 days, we'll sleep when we're dead, we'll do the work now.
We got over 4,000 people in this room. We won states by less than 10,000 votes in some cases. And I don't know about you, and I know it, this is gonna be a close, tough race. It is gonna be a tough one. But if each of us does an extra shift, an extra hour, a little bit more, we get to wake up on that morning after the election and know that the work we did transformed the lives for millions, transformed generations.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.